Hello and welcome back to Locked On Oilers, and tonight is game three of the best of seven series between the Oilers and the Kings, and the Oilers are banging. We'll get more into that in today's episode. Plus, LA is a loud crowd. What do the Oilers have to do to get the crowd out of the game? All of that and more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to Locked On Oilers Podcast. I'm your host and former Oilers game day producer, Brett Holden. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. On today's episode, as I mentioned, the Oilers are banging and they're throwing bodies, they're making hits, and just how important is that for the Oilers throughout the rest of the series and the playoffs? We'll get more into that. Plus, we will talk about three things the Oilers need to do to win in LA at the Crypto.com Arena, and three things the Oilers need to do to, well, avoid, essentially, to not lose in Crypto.com, formerly Staples Center, as I will always call it, the Staples Center. We will get into that a little later in today's episode, but let's lead off with the Oilers' physicality. Yes, the Oilers' physicality has been something else, especially in game two, and it really showed and reared its ugly head in game two, as it was a very, very physical affair between the Oilers and the Kings in game two. Now, how can the Oilers transition that physicality into an away game will be the most interesting thing to see. But when the Oilers are getting around, smashing bodies and getting the puck, making the defense and the LA Kings uncomfortable, that is when they're at their best. And we'll get more into why and how the Oilers are able to really enforce that against the LA Kings. But let's look at the physicality first. The Edmonton Oilers are fourth of all the playoff teams right now, but after the two games in hits between all of the 16 NHL teams, the Oilers are fourth in the NHL. They currently have 75 hits in two games, led by none other than Zach Cassian, who had six hits in game two, six hits in game one. And as so many people have said since game two, that was one of the best games that Zach Cassian has played for the Edmonton Oilers since the San Jose series. That's 2017. Almost 5 years later now, Zach Cassian is finally getting back to his former ways. And look at what the Oilers were able to do. They were able to score six unanswered goals, not in three periods, not in one full game. The Oilers scored six unanswered goals in two periods. Leon Draisaitl didn't score the first goal of the game until the second period. And then the floodgates opened. And then the Oilers started scoring. And then Darnell Nurse scored shorthanded. And then Ryan McLeod tipped it in. And then the Oilers started the third period with a tough and gritty good luck goal by Evander Kane. And then Jesse Arvi got off the schneid. And then Evander Kane scored again. And the LA Kings were scared and tired and not willing to go into those physical areas because they knew they were going to go and get hit. They knew that no matter what they were going to do, they were going to get hit and they were going to get punished. Zach Cassian has 12 hits so far in the series. Evander Kane has 11 hits so far in the series. Third on the Oilers is Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid is third on the Oilers in hits so far in the two games. And that is something that so many of the Oilers, and not only the Oilers players, Mike Smith mentioned it. Jay Woodcroft mentioned it in his post-game interview as well. The physicality that not only the guys like Zach Cassian and Andy Vander Kane will bring to the team. But the physicality that Connor McDavid, your star players, are going to be bringing. After Connor McDavid, the next available or the next best hitter for the Edmonton Oilers is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, who's tied, may I add, with Kyler Yamamoto. They each have six. Now, that's not a Darnell Nurse. That's not a Cody Ceci with a big body down low. That's not an Evan Bouchard. Those are Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Kyler Yamamoto. Kyler Yamamoto, the smallest guy on the team. And he's going in there, and as Jay Woodcroft has also said in his post-game press conferences, he has been a consistent punisher for a 5'6" guy when he goes into the corners for loose pucks. He's 5'6". Maybe 5'8" on skates, we'll see. But the kid is going out there and banging bodies and making a difference with his physicality. Now, the LA Kings do have the leading hitter in the series, which is Trevor Moore. But after that, Trevor Moore has 13, Zach Cassian has 12. After Trevor Moore for the LA Kings, the next best hitter is Brendan Lemieux at 8. Then this is a myriad of players for the LA Kings at 8 hits. Brendan Lemieux, Matt Roy, Carl Grundstrom, and Mikey Anderson. Those aren't exactly the guys that the Edmonton Oilers are facing every single shift. Those aren't the Philip Danos. Those aren't the Adrian Kempes. Those aren't the Andrei Kopitars. It's just not. But when you take a look at the Oilers, yes, Zach Cassian isn't going to play 15 minutes a game, but you know who is Evander Kane. You know who is Connor McDavid. You know who's going to be putting in a strong 12 to 15 minute game? Kyler Yamamoto. You know who's a guy that you're not really going to recognize on the ice until all of a sudden he's putting you through the boards? Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. And then all of a sudden, the puck's off your stick onto the stick of the best player in the world. I'd pick your poison with Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl, and the puck is in the net. The puck is in the net, and the Oilers did that in Game 2. It'll be important for the Oilers to continue that into Game 3, especially with them being in Los Angeles, away from their home fans. Now, there will be a fantastic contingent of fans that head down to Los Angeles for those two games, including Ben Seltzer, but it's still going to be an LA Kings crowd. So if you can take them out of the game early with those hits, and if the LA Kings are starting to feel physical, they're a young team. As Ryan McLeod said this. He said that they have to start getting the pucks deep past their young defensive core and finish them and physically finish them. Ryan McLeod, who's been in the league, this is his first full season in the NHL. But they have the mentality to be able to go into the corners and battle it out with these younger players because they realize it's just going to end up getting into their heads. When you're sitting out there and you're losing 6-0, despite having a terrific first period, despite having a very solid 3 periods in the game before in game one, now you're sitting here and going, man, we only beat them by 1 in game one. Now they just beat us by 6 in game two. And I'm tired. My body is sore. These guys haven't played these types of minutes, these types of games long into a season. And if the Oilers are able to keep that physicality up, I'm not 100% sure if this series will go past 5. I think, honestly, if the Oilers keep banging those bodies, keep imposing their physical will, this series will be short. So what do the Oilers need to do in Los Angeles to make sure that they are able to get the lead in the series for the first time since 2017? That brings up some scars. We will get to that in just a second. But first, let me tell you about our partner, Built Bar. Summer is coming up, and with summer, you're going to need some food on the go, and Built Bars are the perfect snack to take with you on those family vacations. Throw them in your backpack. Throw them in your kid's backpack. Make sure that everyone has a bar so you are fueled for your summer adventures. The best part about Built Bars is that they're healthy and delicious. No more sacrificing delicious food for health with Built Bar. You can have both. It's easy. It's easy. And all you have to do is go to built.com to order now. I talk a whole bunch about their puffs. I love the puffs. The puffs are crazy good. And they're always making crazy flavors all the time, like banana cream pie and churro. Who doesn't want a protein bar that tastes like a churro? And plus, they're only around 140 calories at worst. If that's not enough flavor for you, then you might want to try the mixed box, which comes with 12 flavors of bars and puffs. Most Built Bars contain between the 130 to 140 calorie range, with 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. When you compare that to a candy bar, which is normally around 240 calories with 30 grams of sugar and dozens of net carbs, it is high and away much better for you. Go to built.com to get all of your favorites, including that banana cream pie, that churro, raspberry, double chocolate, and so many more delicious flavors. They're all fantastic. They are all delicious, and they are coming out with new flavors all the time. Check them out at built.com. And if you go to built.com, make sure to use the promo code LOCKED15, that is LOCKED15, to get 15% off your order. That is LOCKED15 for the promo code to get 15% off at built.com. Now, let's go into the three things as I gather through all of my notes here. Let's go into the three things that the Edmonton Oilers need to do to make sure they win in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is not an easy building by any means. I understand it's the West Coast. I understand it's the best coast. I understand that it is Los Angeles. And a lot of people may not. Hey, I guess I'm wearing a Los Angeles Dodgers shirt. So I know I understand how Los Angeles can be. But I think a lot of people don't realize how great of a building Crypto.com is now. I'm always going to call it Staples, so I'm sorry for all those Crypto.com fans. I'm calling it Staples. Staples Center is fun. The Staples Center is bumping, especially in the playoffs, especially when you get Will Ferrell taking his shirt off and screaming, "Let's go, Kings." I understand that. But the Oilers, the first thing the Oilers need to do in order to be successful in games 3 and 4 is to get that crowd out of the game. They gotta suck the energy out of that building early, whether that be an early goal, whether that be early sustained pressure, whether that be just imposing your physical will. You gotta get those fans a big save. Mike Smith can throw a big save, a big glove into there. The Oilers need to get the energy out of the building fast. And that is one way. And if they do, especially for a younger team, as we have mentioned and absolutely hammered on, for a younger team like the LA Kings, who will be, just like the Oilers were in game one, pumped up with the energy of their home crowd. If you can force them into making mistakes early, and look at what happened in game one with the Oilers and Kyler Yamamoto taking that energy penalty. 50 seconds in, he was already holding on to, I believe it was Alex Aiafalo, and he ended up getting a penalty early in the game and kind of took the fans out of the game, and which led the LA Kings to kind of start to build pressure early in those first 10 minutes. And eventually, they scored the first 2 goals and won that game. So if the Oilers can do something similar to a young and inexperienced LA Kings, it could be a repeat of game 2, and it might not be pretty for LA. Speaking of repeats of game 2, the second thing the Oilers need to do to be successful in LA will be just keep banging bodies, keep hitting. I won't hit this hammer on the head too much more and hit this nail on the head too much more, because the whole first section of this first episode of this episode has been about the Oilers' physicality. But if the Oilers are able to get, again, if they're able to suck the energy out of the building and just make it feel like the Kings are just physically tired and out of the game, it's just going to be so much simpler for the Oilers. Like, you could see Jonathan Quick even at near the end of the game. Obviously, he's not into the physicality as much as most of the other players. But, I mean, Jonathan Quick is a very active goaltender. So he will be in those scrums, I guess you can say. But you could see Jonathan Quick, even when he covered the puck halfway through the third, he was huffing and puffing. Are you kidding me? The goaltender, if he's feeling that, could you imagine what the younger player? Jonathan Quick is a two-time NHL Stanley Cup champion, a Vezina Trophy winner, and probably the, I will be biased here, I think Jonathan Quick is the greatest goaltender of our generation, of at least currently playing, at least since Dominic Hasek or Martin Brodeur. Like, my goodness. He is a fantastic goaltender who has won numerous cups and has been there for a reason. And he was tired. You don't think that the kids who were playing in their first few NHL playoff games are sitting there like, oh my goodness, if I have to see Zach Cassian one more time, I might just pack it up and go. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. And the third and final thing that the Oilers need to do to succeed in Los Angeles is get to Jonathan Quick. Do not let Jonathan Quick get comfortable. Get those shots. Everybody, please keep getting those shots on Jonathan Quick. Get him to move. Make him move. Force him to get out of position. The Edmonton Oilers are currently out shooting LA right now, 75-65. In this series, that's 10 more shots that the Oilers are throwing towards Jonathan Quick. And over two games, that's an average of about five extra shots. Hey, if the LA Kings are throwing 30 shots onto Mike Smith, that means the Oilers are throwing 35. One of those five is bound to at least get a funky bounce and find a stick. With the LA Kings, if you go on to hockeyviz.com, I believe it's .com, just look up HockeyViz, you'll be able to find it. LA allows most of their goals from the point or on the wing. They also allow an insane amount of goals from the faceoff dot. Well, hey, I'm no shooting expert, but seems like Leon Draisaitl seems to be pretty comfortable on that far side faceoff dot. And if you can get Jonathan Quick to move both sides and make him uncomfortable, it seems like it is a detriment to the LA Kings and a massive advantage for the Oilers. If the Oilers do those three things, stay physical, take the crowd out of the game early, and get those shots on Jonathan Quick to make him feel uncomfortable, the Edmonton Oilers are going to be just fine in games 3 and 4. Now, what are the three things that the Oilers have to avoid in order of just making sure they don't lose at least one game, if not both games, in Los Angeles? Like I said, LA is a bump in building. I have been there for numerous games, numerous Edmonton Kings games. I've been to a Vegas Golden Knights LA Kings game, and it was fun. All of a sudden, you just heard, hey, Golden Knights fans, yeah, you suck. Just out of nowhere, they do it like three times a period. They cheer icing, they cheer offsides, they cheer four on threes. It was fantastic. It's a fantastic crowd in Los Angeles. And if the Oilers are able to get that energy out of the buildings early, they will be just fine. But like I mentioned, there are three things that the Oilers need to do to make sure they are successful. Next, we are going to talk about the three things the Oilers need to avoid. But first, before we get into that, I want to tell you about one of our partners, BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting stats and sporting info. Find the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's NHL hockey playoffs, baby. Let's go. Plus, the MLB is in full swing, and they have games going every day. And this weekend is the Run to the Roses for the Kentucky Derby. That is all happening this weekend. Lots of stuff for you to take a look at on Bet Online. Bet Online is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs to esports and much more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. Bet Online, where the game starts. Where we're going to end today, as we've been rather positive for the Oilers over the last two sections here. For the third period here, what we're going to do are the three things that the Oilers need to avoid in Los Angeles to make sure that they can get away with at least a win. If not two, they need to get at least one. But here are the three things the Oilers cannot do against LA. And the first thing is, take stupid penalties. You just cannot, against this LA Kings team, take stupid penalties. They have tons of weapons. As we have, while they may be inexperienced, this team has some absolute firepower. Arthur Kaliev, Quinton Byfield, Sean Durzi. I haven't even mentioned Andre Kopitar or Philip Danault yet. These are great guys, great offensive guys who can do it on the power play. And if you give them an opportunity to do it on the power play in front of their home crowd with some momentum, they are going to take it. Look at the shot that Sean Durzi took against the Oilers in game one, where it bounced off Philip Danault. That is not an accident. That is a terrific shot, a smart play. And Sean Durzi isn't exactly the dullest tool in the toolbox, I guess I should say. He is a terrific defenseman, very smart and great with his body. He is able to get the puck through the first man. As Evan Bouchard has said, that is the most important thing as a point guy, to get the shot to the net, is just making sure it's through the first guy. After that, it's up to the will of the hockey gods. Then we will figure out then. But you just got to make sure you get it past the first guy. And Sean Durzi is quite good at doing that. So the Oilers need to avoid taking those penalties. Again, as we already mentioned, the Kyler Yamamoto penalty 50 seconds into game one wasn't exactly an energy booster for the Oilers. So if they can avoid taking those stupid penalties, maybe if it's a little energy penalty and, you know, you can kind of build some sort of momentum from that kill, sure, why not? I'm not going to condone taking a penalty, but it's not going to be the worst thing in the world. Penalties are a part of the game. You're going to take them. Just minimize the stupid ones. That's all you have to do. Just minimize the dumb brain-lapsed penalties. That's all you have to do. The second thing is, don't let the crowd into the game. We've mentioned that. We have mentioned how good of a crowd the Staples Center can be. You get celebrities into the game, like Will Smith, who is a massive hockey fan. Steve Carell is a massive hockey fan. They have actual hockey fans in Los Angeles, believe it or not. And they have a terrific fan base. They have a dedicated fan base. There is a reason why we have seen, once the LA Kings won the cup twice, in the last decade, I should say, they've had great parties. They have had a great support system. It's Los Angeles. There are millions upon millions, inconceivably amount of millions of people living in Los Angeles. But when they show out for the LA Kings, they show out. It is a loud building. As I mentioned, they cheer offsides. They cheer icings. They're cheering in the concourse, not even watching the game, but they're cheering just because they feel like cheering. It is a loud crowd, and the Oilers need to take that out of the game early, and then it'll play into their advantage. But if they aren't able to, then the young guys are just going to feed off those fans and make it even louder, and that is going to be an issue for the Oilers if they're unable to do that. Third and finally for the Oilers, the final thing that the Oilers need to do, or need to avoid rather, to make sure they are successful in LA, is they can't allow Jonathan Quick to get comfortable. We talked about shots, and shots is a given. If you're going to shoot the puck, you got to shoot the puck. You got to keep shooting the puck. And the Oilers are out shooting the LA Kings, but I'm sorry, but who's on the other side? Oh, Jonathan Quick? Oh, Easy. Not bad. Yeah, no, Jonathan Quick, one of the best goalies we have ever seen at somehow his age. My groin is getting pulled. How in the heck is this guy still pulling off the saves at the clip that he is still right now? He is an insane goaltender, and no matter what, Jonathan Quick will be an X factor for the LA Kings. So if you're able to get him out of his groove, get into his grill a little bit, start to make him think even more, then the Oilers are going to be successful. If they aren't going to be able to do that and make allow Jonathan Quick to get into the game, get into his flow, get it. The thing about Jonathan Quick is that he's almost like a rapper. You know, he's always moving quick. He's always going side to side, bar to bar. It is the same thing for Jonathan Quick every game. He is always moving. He is always active. And if you're not getting those pucks to the net, getting up in his grill, then he's just going to save everything. He could do it in his sleep. He can do it looking backwards. Jonathan Quick is a hell of a goaltender and will continue to be until you get into his head. And the Oilers need to do that. You have guys like Evander Kane who can just stand in front of the net. Yes, Puljujarvi is annoying as heck. The guy is 6'5". He's got to be 6'7" on those skates. And the kid just stands there and smiles at you. The kid doesn't know English to chirp you. So all he does is just look at you and smile. And you're like, what is this kid thinking? Zach Cassian just smiles and waves just like those Penguins. He will get into your head. He will get into your face. And once you get mad enough, he'll just stand there and smile. He won't say anything. He'll just stand there and smile. And the Oilers need to get into Jonathan Quick's head by doing that. You got to get those scrums in front of the net. You got to make it ugly for the Oilers. Even if you score a goal, that is ugly, as the Oilers don't necessarily do that a whole bunch. But if you're able to do that, you have guys like Zach Hyman, Jesse Puljujärvi, Evander Kane, who Kyler Yamamoto, who can jam those pucks into the net from those tough angles. And if they can, and they can get into Jonathan Quick's grill, it will be masterful for the Oilers. But if they can't, if Jonathan Quick gets into that groove, then the Oilers may be screwed. So those three things that the Oilers need to avoid in LA are: do not take those stupid penalties. Stay away from them. Number two, do not let the crowd into the game, especially early. And three, don't let Jonathan Quick get in his groove. Get him out of it. Get the Oilers out of Los Angeles with at least a win, if not two, and bring the series back to game five in Edmonton with an opportunity to possibly move on to the second round. We will see what happens in game three that goes tonight at 8 o'clock, and on Sunday night for game four, that will be happening as well at 8 o'clock in Los Angeles. This, we will have a complete recap of game three and game four on Monday's episode. But until then, I hope you all enjoy the games. I hope you enjoy responsibly, and hopefully we shall see you for an important game five on Tuesday in Edmonton. Thank you so much for tuning in to Locked On Oilers for your first listen. For your second listen, make sure you tune in to Locked On NHL, from first round matchups to each and every single kiss on the Stanley Cup this season. Locked On NHL covers the playoffs like no other. Hear from the latest news and opinions from local experts every Monday through Friday. It is free and available wherever you find your podcasts, including YouTube. That is where we are as well. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a terrific weekend and stay safe.